Pensacola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Total devastation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The head of a relief group who flew over the Bahamas Islands, Hurricane Dorian battered, calls it apocalyptic.
It's going to be a long road, and there's nothing to go in and patch up. It has to be a full rebuild of those communities. And
Leah Head-Rigby also expects a lot more deaths than we know so far. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
And Dave, the devastation is leaving Freeport residents astonished.
We're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and, we can rebuild. We will rebuild.
And nearly half of the homes on Grand Bahama Island are believed to be destroyed. Seven people are known to have been killed, and officials expect that number to rise. A Miami-based journalist needed to be removed by helicopter from the Abaco Islands and now says a humanitarian crisis is beginning and whole communities have been wiped out. Dave.
The hurricane is much weaker now. A Category 2 with 105-mile-an-hour winds moving up the Florida coast, about 100 miles offshore. Fox's Jillian Mealy's in St. Simons Island, Georgia.
Business is all boarded up. It's the same seen up and down the coast. This is what people in Florida did days ago, and people are prepared for the storm. They had plenty of time to prepare, so that's the good news here.
Well, the bad, the storm surge and the heavy rain.
With the current track that we have right now, we could get 6 to 10 inches of rain from the north Florida coastline up towards Georgia, and then a bullseye here around the Charleston area of perhaps a foot of rainfall.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. There is no more searching off the coast of California. It's now 34 people presumed dead from Monday's deadly boat fire, now under investigation.
We're going to want to know what fire extinguishers were on board.
The NTSB's Jennifer Homendy. The fire broke out while passengers on a diving trip were sleeping. Protesters are getting what they first demanded in Hong Kong, the chief executive formally withdrawing an extradition bill that led to fears of China being given too more power, but one lawmaker calls it too late. The protests have morphed into larger calls for reforms. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The call for the Senate to take action on stricter gun laws has gotten even louder. Now the police in Texas say the gunman who murdered 7 in Saturday's shooting spree around Odessa got his weapon in a private transaction that didn't require a federal background check. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says that should change.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vowing to bring up gun control in the Senate, but he tells radio host Hugh Hewitt only if President Trump backs it.
So that we knew we would actually be making a law and not just having serial votes, I'd be happy to put it on the floor.
The House has already passed a bill to beef up background checks, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, quote, it's time to lead on the issue and put the House passed background checks bill on the Senate floor for debate and a vote. Meanwhile, McConnell says he expects an answer from the White House next week. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Walmart is going to end sales of ammunition for handguns and some other firearms in a change coming weeks after the massacre in one of its stores in El Paso, Texas. And Walmart is asking customers to not openly carry guns in stores where that's legal. Kroger is also asking for the same in its grocery stores. A University of Illinois student will not be in class today or tomorrow. Behind bars instead.
19-year-old Andrew Smith facing felony hate crime and misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges after the noose was found early Sunday. A female friend who was with Smith reported him, and he was arrested Monday. The university issuing a statement saying it doesn't tolerate acts of intolerance, bias, or prejudice. Smith's bond was set at $5,000, and he's due back in court next month. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Turning our attention to Wall Street, the day after a big plunge when the Dow went down 285 points and the Nasdaq dropped 88, there could be a rebound. Dow futures are up over 200 points ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Great Harvest Bread Company Bakery and Shop in Champaign is closing. It is at 2149 South Neal Street C. A post on Facebook said the bakery will be permanently closing on Saturday, September 7th. The shop opened in 2000. They will still be baking daily bread this week. Walmart says it'll stop selling handgun ammunition and short-barrel rifle ammunition that can also be used on assault-style weapons after selling all of its current inventory. Walmart also will request that customers no longer openly carry guns in its 4,700 U.S. stores or its Sam's Club stores in states that allow open carry. A 19-year-old University of Illinois student from Normal has been charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct after a noose was found hanging in an elevator in Allen Hall, a residence hall. Students reported finding the noose early Sunday. Andrew Smith was arrested Monday night. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Houlihan's is a great place to take that special someone in your life.
Stop in for happy hours 4 to 6 and 9 to close Monday through Thursday and all day on Sunday. On Tuesdays, they feature half-price bottles of wine, and if you can't finish it, their bartender can safely seal it to take it home. All students with a valid ID get 10% off their food purchase at Houlihan's.
And get the Houlihan's Oktoberfest in your planner now, September 27th, 28th, and 29th with Griggs beer and German food all weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Randy Graham on Curtis Orchard's Honey.
We won a few years ago the best tasting honey in the world, which we see as a win for Illinois and the whole region. The honey is fantastic.
Thanks in part to your daughter, Rachel.
She's also worked with Maggie Walker locally, who's an expert beekeeper, and they've done some federal grant projects. And in fact, for our tours this year, we've added an observation hive, which is basically an indoor hive sheltered in glass where people can observe it.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit Curtis Orchard.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, coming up on 8 after 7 o'clock. Good morning, ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got a high 78 expected today, 53-hour low tonight, up to 78 with the sunshine again tomorrow, down to 60. 81 high on Friday with partly cloudy conditions. There's a 40% shot of showers by Sunday, but otherwise, this is a pretty good start to September. Right now, the temperature's at 63. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you along. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey here as well. Here we go. So the video that Channel 3 had on their news last night of the woman going around the construction site and doing a fast and furious kind of elevated in the air down the ramp onto I-57 from what, 72 or 74?
Right around southbound I-57 is when the dash cam picked up this video.
But she came from where? She went around... It had to be 72 or 74.
She was on the Bradley Avenue Bridge.
Oh, I see, the bridge.
Right. She went around the construction barriers from what they're describing here.
So it was, the Bradley Avenue Bridge is closed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotcha. Okay.
Non-existent.
I see.
Over 57.
So this is broad daylight, and...
She's 28. It happened just after 1 yesterday afternoon.
But what was she coming down? It looked like a down thing. What was that, cement? Was that a
yeah,
road?
Yeah, I mean, that's the inside of the bridge before they construction the bridge
I-57.
Right.
So, and but the speed at which the dash cam on who? Some police officer?
It was just a guy, which is amazing that this dashboard camera of a motorist heading south on I-57, Jacob was his name, posted it up on Facebook.
Who has a dash cam?
I know.
Who has a dash cam?
And he was able to capture this moment.
Why was he taking dash cam video at that moment?
There's so many questions with this. Thank goodness all three people in the car were taken to a local hospital with non-threatening injuries.
Well, there's more to this story.
And who's on this? Champaign County? Who's on? Who's asking the questions?
State Trooper Joseph Rush.
State Police.
I have his number.
All right. State Police doing, because there are a couple of things here. First of all, it asked Jacob, why are you running a dash cam at that moment? Makes me think somebody wanted to capture something on video. See, I'm an amateur police officer.
Okay.
So I would ask Jacob, what are you doing? And why that time? That's odd. And then I want to say the speed at which it's coming into the play here down to I-57, the speed at which it's going clearly indicates something's wrong. I mean, you know, you're goofing around on a joyride. You want to die? Is this a you know, trying to kill myself kind of a deal? Am I on drugs? Do I have epilepsy? Do I have a heart attack? I mean, there's just a lot here. So
all the players involved were either 28 or there was a 32-year-old. She drove through the intersection with Bluegrass Lane, where Bradley is closed for bridge work.
Yeah, but the speed of which you're going is what makes me think,
Well, so you think there's either a medical condition
going on,
or running from the law, or...
Yeah, we need to do...
I mean, that would have come up if she was running for something.
I don't think she... There's something else going on, obviously. I don't think you just take a wrong turn, because if you go anywhere near barricades, you're not going 40. You're going like 5. Yeah. And you're going, where do I go?
And the SUV was airborne as it...
No, it was a Fast and Furious moment. There is no doubt. I've seen that in the movie many times. It was definitely elevated in the air. So it's Illinois homepage has that at Channel 3?
Right.
Okay. Anybody else know anything else? Those are just my initial knee-jerk reactions. I want to know why the dash cam was going, because I've never heard of that. Outside law enforcement, who has anything that can record a mundane drive down 57?
So
I'm questioning why we have a video. Secondly, why we are going that speed, and maybe they thought they wouldn't hit that concrete block protecting 57. It could make a clean jump. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be viral on YouTube or social media, Instagram, Snapchat. I don't know.
I just had somebody reach out, say, I know a family with dash cams on all their cars because of an accident that happened in the family, and they have a young driver in the family. They just want to record everything, so they're ready.
I've never heard of that. 359-2255, educate me. Do you have a dash cam? Never came into my consciousness to have a dash cam just cause.
Interesting. 359-2255.
That's a new one on me. 359-2255.
$25 at Walmart.
And you so you plug it into the USB?
When you're on a trip.
But then where's all that data going?
I mean, you could probably just restart on your next trip.
So
if nothing happened.
Why don't I just record on my phone?
I mean, that would be a pain.
Well, you just have your phone up there, flip it around, you know, like you have on there for maps.
I guess.
You could do it that way. And then if you've got a USB, it just keep going until the data's out, and then you just erase it. I don't know, people. 359-2255-713. The Cardinals keep winning. The Cubs keep pace.
Number 11, U.S. only. See store for details.
All right, here we go. Quarter after 7, a noose found in the University of Illinois campus, Allen Hall. Touch on that story here coming up. You always text in 359-2255 from Phyllis Schlafly, Eagle Forum. Ed Martin, our Wednesday guest, coming up bottom of the hour. All right, sports headlines.
Cardinals win 1-0 over the Giants. I know Ed Martin will be excited to talk about that, and their 3-game lead in the Central Division. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to Spectrummobile.com today.
Well, a man once said, how sweet it is.
And you know what? When you throw strikes like Jack Flaherty threw last night, Mike, it was a beauty. 8 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts along the way, but he was unhittable. I don't think they had one ball that was squared up against him last night, and they only took one swing at a bat from the Cardinals to win this one 1-0.
And the Redbirds keep on rolling as they knock off the San Francisco Giants to the tune of 1-0. As Flaherty was a dynamite, 8 shutout innings, he allowed just one base hit. Martinez finished up in the 9th inning for his 18th save of the year, and the Cardinals beat San Francisco 1-0. We're back at him again tonight on the air with the pregame show at 5:50. It'll be Madison Bumgarner, the left-hander, going against Michael Walker, the Cardinal right-hander. We're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs win 6-1 over Seattle. Some big hits last night.
Cubs and Mariners are scoreless. Here's the 1-1. Contreras wins. Drives one to deep left field. Forget about it. Gone. Castellanos swings. Drives one to deep right field. Way back. Going back is Smith. He looks up. It's gone. A three-run home run by Nicholas Castellanos.
Okay, so I'm searching about Chris Bryant. They're calling it a knee issue.
All right, Chris Bryant tweaked his knee. Apparently, Javi Baez, a thumb issue.
Right.
I don't think anybody's on the injured list at this point, but they're probably day-to-day. And the Cubs off today, as is Milwaukee. Cardinals play San Francisco. Advantage Giants tonight with Madison Baumgarten, I would think, against Michael Wacha. And then tomorrow, big four-game series, Chicago and Milwaukee playing in Wisconsin. The Cardinals will play one more against the Giants at noon tomorrow, and then they go off to Pittsburgh. That's the way the weekend looks.
That's right. And Serena wins in 44 minutes and even rolled her ankle and still is making good progress. So off to 359-2255 about the dash cams.
Yeah.
Quite a few people have dash cams now. My company has them in our cars. They act as witnesses in case of accidents. Semis have them also.
But semis, that's your job.
Right.
A company, that's your job. What about an individual? Just a dash cam. Do you have just a dash cam because why?
So dash cams can protect ordinary people against the police, your word against mine.
Not if it's not pointed there. I mean, I guess it could does it record voice? And if you're going to do that, criminy, just get a flak suit and have a dash cam on your chest like all the police if you want to do that.
How about a teenager driving recklessly? The mom and dad want to watch these videos anytime they want.
If you're worried about your teenager driving recklessly, you probably shouldn't let them drive. I mean, are you that suspicious on your teenager thinking they're not going to be safe?
Here's John saying they make mirrors now that have built-in cameras that runs a loop and never shuts off.
Okay.
I have one myself. Very common.
People, I am out of the loop. I did not know about dash cams being a thing. 359-2255. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? Well, when you drive down a ramp that isn't there.
Right.
Or you back into somebody who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. GerberCollision.com or 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Mostly sunny today and tomorrow with a high around 78. Just perfect. Down to around 60 in the evening. 81 by Friday, partly cloudy. Up to 79 on Saturday and Sunday. 40% shot at showers on Sunday's forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute on this Wednesday morning. Brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Again, feel free to text in. Noose found in elevator at Allen Hall. That next. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are sharply higher with optimism about the situation in Hong Kong after its leader, Carrie Lam, withdrew the controversial bill that started protests there. Truck and heavy machinery company Navistar is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. It expects to deliver more trucks and buses to customers in the U.S. and Canada than it previously predicted. JetBlue shares are losing ground, though, after it reported signs of weaker-than-expected demand for flights across its system. JetBlue says it's still dealing with softer bookings to Puerto Rico and is predicting an impact on its business from Hurricane Dorian. Halloween is getting bigger and bigger. Now Party City says it will hire approximately 25,000 temporary employees for the Halloween season. It expects to retain about 10% of those workers after Halloween. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Every application in stock.
All right, it is 7:23. Headline News Gazette. Uproar doesn't end with charges. Student group calls for real action from campus leaders. The University of Illinois student charged Tuesday placing a noose in his residence hall elevator. Told police he didn't think it was that serious, even after seeing outrage on social media. Apparently he was in an elevator with a young lady who witnessed it and then decided to turn him in. And I think he's $5,000 bail, meaning $500 to get out of jail. Ongoing investigation, according to Robin Kaler, University of Illinois.
I mean, the girl was saying this isn't a good idea.
Well,
and he decided to still do the noose thing.
And if somebody handed me a rope, would you know how to do a noose? How do you learn how to do a noose? Has anybody ever tied a noose in their life? Why are you tying a noose?
Right.
And obviously, while there have been a lot of people that were hung in the day back, hanged or whatever the term is, back in the 1800s, that was kind of a punishment. It's commonly related to lynching and African Americans, and obviously wrong. So, I don't know. I mean, we've all done dumb things, but to do a noose, again, do you go to a school to learn how to do it? I can barely do my shoes.
This is a 19-year-old student.
From Normal, Bloomington Normal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, a whole heap of trouble.
Charged with a felony hate crime.
Well, it's a hate crime. Again, I was looking for a little background. Does he have a background of issues, or was it just an extraordinarily stupid act?
This is 1 a.m. Sunday, / Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh, that's... but again, I just go down to the pragmatic, practical. I don't know how to do any knots. I mean, there's a skill in doing a noose or any kind of boat knot or anything else. How does one learn how to do a noose, and why do you do a noose? Anyway, the story continues, the investigation ongoing. That's mm-hmm. what I've got this morning. Just really, really, really insensitive and dumb and all those mm-hmm. things you can think of.
Right.
Okay. Honda BMW DriveChampagne.com was over there yesterday. Got some new Beamers on the showroom floor. Check the floor. Yep, good. Crisscross applesauce. Drop Sketty there and eat it off the floor. I always check it.
Okay.
Well, we're good there still. White showroom floor in the Beamer side.
I thought that you hadn't brought it up a while, that maybe you saw a crumb or something.
Nope, she's clean, and it's white. That's why I mentioned it in the, I think the Beamer side is more of a gray tile.
Okay.
And the Honda side, rather. Anyway, service before, during, after the sale. If you want an award-winning dealership to work with you, you go to Honda BMW before you buy a vehicle, pre-owned, new, or otherwise. You go there before you buy to give them a chance to earn your service. You can start at drivechampagne.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. Let's talk to Craig, who had his ACL done. He's ahead of Honda.
Okay.
And he's getting along good. Craig used to be able to dunk the basketball pretty good. Anyway, did an ACL. They're all doing well. Stop by sometime off Neil at Brew Wash in Savoy.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Yeah, MedSurg Curve in Urbana taking advantage of Jeff Facer and his team going in to check their computer system, their networking, make sure they can't get hacked. We gave that away. I'm going to pay for up to 1,000 in fixes. Area-wide Technologies will do one again in
a few weeks.
Yeah, September. Okay. That was August last week,
right? That's right.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Alan Parkinson from All Creation Landscapes coming in. And we're going to give you a chance to learn about All Creation, a wonderful landscape company. And I'm giving you $1,000 toward your job.
Well, when you mentioned Craig's ACL, I thought about All Creations Landscape. Now that we have Jay Lehman talking in the commercial about.
Well, we got that to give away tomorrow for $1,000 off a landscape job. So stand by to win that tomorrow. This morning at 10:30 on the Jeremy Warner Show, you have a chance to get $30 to Rosati's online at GhostSteever.com.
Nice.
Now, you have to be registered at GhostSteever.com.
Now, we're doing this at 10:30.
Changing times up a little bit. Next week we'll do it in Tay and Piper on the drive.
Okay.
So kind of mix and matching a little bit. But you have to go to GhostSteever, because when I said something crazy growing up, the kids would say, easy, Steever. And so this is one of those wacky ideas, so we named it Steever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you can get involved. We have hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, way more registration than I expected. So the competition is hot and heavy.
I like it.
10:30, we'll have, I don't know, $15, $20, $30 vouchers to go eat pizza at Rosati's, which is stunning. We had the gluten-free last week.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's good. 10-inch individual gluten-free pizza, extra cheese. Come on. So GhostSteever.com, get registered, 10:30, be ready on your phone, boom, push accept. You have to use it within 7 days and tell me what you thought of your experience. That's it. I'm giving out my money. You spend it and keep it. 7:30.
It's time to award the Week 1 My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is St. Joseph Ogden senior running back Jared Stevenson. The senior Spartan ran for 173 yards in the Week 1 contest. The yards only told part of the outstanding play of Stevenson in the 36-8 win over the St. Thomas More Sabres. Jared Stevenson rushed for 4 touchdowns. The first half alone would have given Stevenson a solid argument for the Player of the Week nod, though. He had 121 yards on 11 carries. That's an outstanding 11 yards per rush. So congrats to St. Joseph Ogden's Jared Stevenson for winning the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. We want to give a special thanks to our title sponsors for the Player of the Week again. That's My Office Plus and Long's Garage. Listen in next week to see who's the Week 2 My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week.
You know, if you're looking for a great steak or you want some fall-off-the-bone ribs, you got to make the trip to Gifford to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and Hunter, well, they came in and brought ribs to us on the radio show the other day, and now I'm making plans to get back to Gifford to enjoy another slab, along with some homemade sides, homemade dressing for the salad, and, of course, ice-cold beer. They've got reasonable prices. It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Join the student alumni ambassadors from the University of Illinois for the iHelp Community Food Drive benefiting the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community is encouraged to drop donations at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center located at 601 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana on Saturday, September 28th. Can't make it on the 28th? No worries. Student volunteers will be picking up donations throughout the community. For questions, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com. Again, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com for questions or to get involved.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian is staying off the Florida coast, but it could still be dangerous, says Senator Tim Scott.
High tide plus storm surge and additional rain, that's the trifecta.
The storm's expected to make landfall or come close in the Carolinas tomorrow. It left devastation in the Bahamas. The prime minister there calls it one of the greatest national crises in his country's history. DNA testing will be used to identify the remains of 34 people presumed to have died in a diving boat fire off Southern California Monday.
Those included high school students, a science teacher and his daughter, and a family of 5 celebrating a birthday. They were sleeping on the lower deck when flames blocked both a stairway and an escape hatch they could have used to exit. The survivors are believed to be the captain of the boat and 4 crew members who were awake on the upper decks. The NTSB is investigating.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There are no indications the boat had a history of safety problems. America's listening to Fox News.
Good
morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old University of Illinois student from Normal has been charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct after a noose was found hanging in an elevator in Allen Hall, a residence hall. Students reported finding the noose early Sunday. Andrew Smith was arrested Monday night. The News Gazette says Smith was in an elevator with a female friend. He tied the noose. After seeing the reaction on social media, the friend told Smith she was going to report him to authorities, and she did that. The Illinois Department of Health is getting $450,000 from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to improve maternal health and reduce the number of women and babies who die during or shortly after pregnancy. The AP said a state review found African-American women in Illinois are six times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I've got my wedding dress picked out right after you popped the question. Now I'm thinking we need save the date cards sent out.
What?
And when we get our invitations, they need to be very classy and formal as we let our guests know our love is eternal.
Huh?
Honey, if we work together, we can make these wishes of mine perfect, right?
I know. How about telling Minuteman Press all these details and letting them handle all this, dear?
Oh, darling, that's why I love you so smart.
I like it.
One South Gregory in Urbana. Hope to see you soon.
Yep, 10:30 this morning. Stevie J hands out free money to eat at Rosati's. 7 days to use it, and you must tell me what you thought of your experience at GoStever.com. Get registered now so you're ready to go at 10:30. These things, 15, 20 of these $30 vouchers will be gone in like seconds. Yesterday, I think they were gone in 20 seconds. Crazy.
Yeah.
CMI reminds you there are lots of people that move in and out of places. We know all about that in Champaign-Urbana.
Uh-huh.
They got something pretty cool that I did not know they had. The CMI Awesome Odor Busters.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. And the Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors like food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more.
Uh-huh.
CMI, Bloomington Road. Pick it up for yourself. Give them a call, 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts, locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks. Great family. Let's check your weather.
What a nice Wednesday ahead with the sunshine and high 78, low 52, 78 the high tomorrow, down to 59, 80 on Fridays. You wrap up the week with partly cloudy conditions, partly cloudy, 79 the high Saturday, 71 on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers. We're currently at 64. ESPN 93.5.
You can always text us, 359-2255. A woman driving dash cam video, fast and furious, gets elevated, going around a barricade that landed on 57.
Yeah.
You can text about that. Anything else we say or do, you are always welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, Ed Martin in the swamp, Washington, D.C. You didn't see Jack Flaherty pitch then, I guess.
No, I didn't see it, but I saw it. Well, I saw it on a playback. I watched the highlights. Boy, oh boy! Yeah. I almost feel like we shouldn't talk about it. It's at that time of year where I don't want to put any kind of bad karma. It's been incredible. Wainwright looked like the Wainwright of, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. I'm extraordinary. So it's even Yachty looked like he was in the Wayback Machine. So it's exciting to watch. They do have a certain. They have a certain spirit now, don't they?
They really, really do. They do have a really hard finishing schedule. Three against Washington, four in Chicago, three at Arizona, who's still toying with that wild card race, and then finishing three in St. Louis at the Cubs. So it'll be a challenging finish, but the Cardinals three up with 24 to play. They're playing as good as they were bad early. They're terrific now, Ed Martin. He's with the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly's group. Phyllis hired Ed before she passed a few years ago, based in St. Louis. He's in Washington. Item one, this whole let's make a list in Hollywood for those that support Donald Trump with a fundraiser in Beverly Hills coming up. The stars of Will and Grace have backed off a little bit. Whoopi Goldberg on The View even said, we don't make lists. We've done that before. What's your take on all that?
Well, I mean, this is the logical conclusion of a couple of years of marginalizing Trump supporters, right? I mean, there is a point, I know probably I can say this to you. I bet it's true. I have a hat that I got, a Make America Great Again hat that I got at Trump's victory party in New York City on Election Day. And I don't wear it out in public. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm careful where I wear it. I mean, you know, that kid that got punched in the face, the Kentucky schoolboy. I mean, you know, the phrase MAGA is supposed to now be racist. I mean, and even the president has sort of switched his campaign theme. And so, look, I think it's, you know, when you look at Twitter, as I know you do, Stevie J, and your listeners do, you see lots of people acting coarsely. And that's one thing. It's kind of like, My two boys just, they're both 12 and 10. They just started school, and I heard them talking about some of the other kids, right? Kids are going to act like kids, and that's what Twitter is. But you expect adults to be better, and I think they really have endangered some people. That, you know, when they say now, oh, we didn't mean it's just for information purposes,
yeah,
that's not how it feels if you're a Trump supporter.
Well, and I mean, if you say something enough, does it make it true?
Yeah, I mean, well, if it doesn't make it true, the bigger question is, do other people believe it's true?
Yeah,
you know,
this is
the Russia hoax. At a certain point, a third of America never got the memo that it was a hoax. They just heard Russia. You know, I mean, here's an example, by the way, the DNC being hacked by the Russians. If you read the Mueller report, he says the DNC had their stuff taken by people who got the passwords. And it likely was or could have been. They don't have proof of it. They don't have proof it was hacked. But ask the American people about it, and they'll say, oh, yeah, it was hacked. I mean, so, and again, by the way, we're pointing ourselves towards the power of the mainstream media and the tech, you know, companies that shape what you see over and over again.
Yeah. Well, again, recession now is the buzz, and their, you know, the consumer confidence actually went down last month. Listen, if you go out there and start screaming stuff that there might be a recession in 3 years, the people at the mall don't know except that things are getting bad. That's what they heard. That's how it works.
Right.
It's unbelievable that they can shape it like that and so in such a disingenuous way.
Well, let me say real quick, Stevie J, I said it on the show. I look at four indices for the economy. One is unemployment, one is the stock market, but the other two are just what you just said, consumer confidence and small business confidence, because that's the psychology of who's going out and taking a risk. And as you say, when the media is so taken with delivering a bad message, you start to say, what's the impact? Now, it looks like Trump is better at messaging and psychology than they are, but it's certainly a concern.
Is it going to be Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris to take on Donald Trump? What's your take right now, about 14 months out?
Well, first of all, as you know, next week, September 12th, there'll be a debate. They announced that the next debate will be in October, early October, and that one will be in Ohio somewhere. So we're going to get, in the next 5 weeks, we're going to get a real dose of this. Look, I think it does come down to those two women. I think the Democrat Party right now is driven enough by their identification as women's party, you know, left-leaning women's, that they're going to have to take one of those two. Here's the one thing I keep telling people, Stevie J, is, you know, a lot of times people think politics is magic. But a lot of politics is hard work. Elizabeth Warren has been putting in the hard work in Iowa. She's been in Iowa spending her money. She's got more operatives and all that hired. And so if she does well in Iowa, she guarantees she does well in New Hampshire because it's next door. I mean, she does decently. And the question comes in South Carolina, does the African-American woman, Kamala Harris, you know, score? There's a lot of African-American voters in the Democrat primary in South Carolina. Or does Elizabeth Warren pick up where Joe Biden's voters are? You know, how these things go. But it looks to me like it's those two women that are going to be in the finals. And I right now would bet against Elizabeth Warren.
What about Joe Biden and Uncle Bernie?
Well, I think the interesting question, Joe Biden will eventually fade. I know you're teasing me now and say you've been saying that for 6 months, but I think he will. I think everybody knows he's kind of a fake front runner. Bernie's a different story, though. Bernie's got 20% of the vote no matter what happens, and you have to wonder if Bernie thinks to himself, this is my chance to go all the way, and I'm not going anywhere. And if he, you know, as people drop out, if he bumps up to 27, 30%, he may say, I'm going to go to the convention. I'm not, because the last time I did this, I took a deal with, you know, I stood down for Hillary,
right,
to try to make it great for the country. It didn't work out.
I think that Bernie's supporters are still mad about that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's why, yeah, I think you're right. That's why the person who gets the sort of Clinton mantle has to be careful, because you don't want to get the Bernie bros mad at you.
Yeah. And Hong Kong has rescinded that whole extradition thing that China was demanding. Will that stop this protesting that's been going on for 3 months over there?
Well, let me tell you, a smarter guy than me, one of my good friends, he wrote the book, the Trump book that I wrote on Brett Decker. And Dr. Decker was telling me yesterday, he predicted it. He said yesterday morning, he said the Chinese are going to play the long play. They know in this at this point they're going to back off a little bit, but they have more operatives and more investment of the Communist Party in Hong Kong. And if they couldn't get it kind of done now in a way that is amenable to the public, they'll get it done in the long run. So this is a kind of rope-a-dope. Okay, we'll pull back, but watch what happens. And when the world turns away, they're going to make sure that Hong Kong over the next couple of years becomes, fully a vassal of China.
Well, and keep your eye on the perceived leaders of that thing, because when it gets quiet, they might disappear. I mean, that's what the communists do. So I'm a little
skeptical. That's right.
But I give them kudos for backing down, perceived backing down. But you're right. These folks have been doing this for a very long time. They're patient.
Yeah, and, the late Phyllis Schlafly, Stevie J, I know we talk about her a lot. She started an organization to fight against the communists, the Soviet communists. After the wall fell, she turned from the Soviet communists, and she was writing about China. Mm. These are communists. They're the people say, well, they like the market. They only like the market as it advantages their communist operating system. So, it's not a toss up. These are people that are considering whether to be a democracy. No, it's a communist nation. World domination is one of the tenets, and the Chinese especially look long. They look in 100-year plans, whereas Americans are like, what's happening next month?
Ed Martin, how do people connect with you?
Well, PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, of course, and at Eagle Ed Martin is me on Twitter. And coming up next month, 2 weeks from now, we have Eagle Council. And if you go to EagleCouncil.com, people can see the lineup of speakers in St. Louis. It's a cool lineup. It's coming together really great. So that's all good places to find the stuff we're working on.
Ed Martin, always a pleasure, my friend. Go Cardinals.
Yeah, go Cards. We'll talk again soon. Thanks,
all right, buddy. You betcha. 746 Ed Martin out in Washington, D.C. He's based in St. Louis, spends a lot of time in D.C. Don't rely on the classroom, folks. It's up to you to talk to your kids about budgets and money. Have that money talk with your child. Busey suggests covering topics with your child, your student, about credit. Show your child your credit report. Explain how their behavior with credit cards will impact their financial future. Open an account in their name at your bank. Make transfers easier. Fraud protection, they ought to know about that. Budgeting, show your child how to create a budget. College debt, kids need to understand the magnitude of the expense of college.
Uh-huh.
With mobile and online services from Busey, students can manage your finances whenever they want, wherever they are. Busey mobile app, Busey text, Busey e-bank, Busey bill payment. Busey understands the demands of back to school. Simplify your finances with their mobile and online services and educational resources. They got lots to play with at Busey.com. Lots of resources. 800-67-BUSEY. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC. All right. It's three-game lead to the Cardinals as we head into a ball game tonight. The Cardinals will play in St. Louis. The Cubbies are off getting ready for their trip to Wisconsin.
That's right. Cardinals win 1-0 over the Giants. We're going to get your Redbird recap for you here on your home for the Cardinals, ESPN 93.5.
Well, a man once said, how sweet it is.
And you know what? When you throw strikes like Jack Flaherty threw last night, Mike, it was a beauty. 8 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts along the way, but he was unhittable. I don't think they had one ball that was squared up against him last night, and they only took one swing at a bat from the Cardinals to win this one 1-0.
And the Redbirds keep on rolling as knock off the San Francisco Giants to the tune of 1-0. As Flaherty was a dynamite, 8 shutout innings, he allowed just one base hit. Martinez finished up in the ninth inning for his 18th save of the year, and the Cardinals beat San Francisco 1-0. We're back at him again tonight on the air with a pregame show at 5:50. It'll be Madison Bumgarner, the left-hander, going against Michael Walker, the Cardinal right-hander. And we're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
Cubs win 6-1 over Seattle.
Chris Bryant, knee?
Yes, knee, and he scratched from the lineup.
Yeah.
Javier Baez with a thumb issue. Of course, Wilson Contreras and Ben Zobrist back.
Both had hits, including a big one from Wilson.
Thompson, Mariners are scoreless. Here's the 1-1. Contreras swings. Drives one to deep left field. Forget about it. Gone.
Now, Wilson Contreras back in the lineup with style. Ben Zobrist, 1-3 with a walk, played second base. And he's a real team leader. Was out 4 months. He's back.
Chicago White Sox win 6-5 over Cleveland. They had a seven-game skid going on. Good to get that in line again. Serena moves on into the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Only took 44 minutes. This headline says Federer out. Rafael Nadal in the quarterfinals today.
Yep.
In case you're into tennis.
All right.
Our friend John Decker. I think he was going to watch some of these
games. Fox News reporter John Decker's all over tennis. Mm-hmm. He loves the U.S. Open. All right, 749 ESPN 93.5. You want to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof?
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof, and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Here's former U of I gymnast Billy Hoyce on the benefits of gymnastics and the teachings of owner Yoshi Hayasaki.
Yoshi is contagious. If you're around him for a little while, the charisma is spectacular. He was really focused on everybody, not just the top-tier athlete. When you start gymnastics as a little type, you are developing that true coordination, flexibility, strength, and even if you don't stay with it, it's just such a fabulous sport.
Visit Hayasaki Gym online at hayasakigym.com.
ESPN 93.5, your weather forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
High 78 with the sunshine. 52 our low tonight. Oh, I love these days.
Yeah.
High 78 tomorrow, down to 59. 80, partly cloudy as we wrap up the week Friday, down to around 56. Partly cloudy Saturday, high 79, low 58. And the shower chance at 40% come Sunday. Right now we're at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Our good friend Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. You know, Labor Day came and went. I was so happy to take a day off. But there are deals from Labor Day still hanging around. You can still get a 43-inch Sony 4K screen for $549. I need a TV for the bedroom, so that's what I grabbed one for myself on that one. 55-inch OLEDs, closeout pricing at $1,199. There's a Sony 85-inch TV for $24.99. Very limited time offer. This is, don't wait on this one. My favorite, and this is good through, I think, Monday, is the 65-inch XBR at $8.99. So they're just kind of giving the store away on TVs.
Yeah.
Some of this is tariffs that didn't happen yet, you know, so they've they geared up for price increases that didn't happen. So, you know, take advantage of this. There's audio deals on Denon and Sony ES receivers. We've got $100 off our best-selling receiver. And we're bringing in products from Google and Nest and Ring. So we can't really sell these cheaper than you can buy them online because nobody makes a dime on this stuff. But if you're not the DIY type, but you're thinking about a smart thermostat so you could save a little money and make your house more comfortable, we can help you with this stuff. We can make the smart stuff talk to each other and make your home more fun.
So you can do all of that with the remote control. We've heard about that, where you can control your thermostat with your iPhone or something, do all kinds of weird things.
Yes, or your voice. You can say, Alexa, do it, or you can say, hey, Google, do it. And most of these things are compatible with the new voice control, so we don't even need a remote control anymore.
Amazing. All this stuff, and you're up to date on it. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, now located Round Barn in Champaign next to the DMV. And so
And at gvibes.com on the web.
But your cat's not up there anymore, is that right?
No, I have to get Sam back up on the web.
Sam's a big, it's like a bobcat. I mean, that dog, that kitty can go now. It's big.
The dude is 25 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's in shape. He can still, you know, do a 30-inch vertical leap. He's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Man, he's got a panther at his house. It's Steve Suderman, again, located, what's the official address?
2010 Round Barn Road.
Okay, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Stevie.
You bet. 754 with Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. Some great television deals. So Jimmy Butler called and said he had two tickets to the game tonight, San Francisco and Madison Baumgartner. I think the Giants would be favored tonight with Michael Wacha, who pitched well last time, but it was against the Reds, and somehow Michael Wacha is really good against the Reds. So I would say Madison Baumgartner and the Giants would be a problem tonight in St. Louis, but Jimmy can't go.
Right.
So we got section 137.
Mm-hmm. Pair of tickets.
Those are on the right field line. Very nice seats. Mm-hmm. Very nice location. If you want two free ones, if you got a life that says I can zip down to St. Louis and back today, game time is 6:45?
Yes.
All right, 6:45.
Michael Wacha on the mound.
Yeah, Wacha against Baumgartner. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals are in first place. If you want two free ones to St. Louis, just text in. Say, I got the time, I'm off today, or I got flexibility. 359-2255, and he's going to bring them out when?
8:30, so right. Come out 8:45 on.
Yeah, okay, there you go. If anybody's interested, just text in Algo or me.
or cards, anything
that would indicate you want to use these two free ones. They're very, very nice seats. I had to look them up. Nice. 359-2255.
Thanks for thinking of us, Jimmy.
You betcha. If you're interested, we want people to wear their red. By the way, University of Illinois leaves Friday for their game in Connecticut.
2:30 kick against UConn.
The Huskies are 18-point underdogs on their home field.
They are also 1-0 like us, though.
Yeah. So we'll see, but can the Illini go on the road and win?
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Here are my top five running backs in the NFL. Number five, the running back for the New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara. At number four, also somebody coming with question marks this year, but not in his past. It's New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell. Number three, the running back for the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley. You know, you do this list a year ago, and Gurley probably comes in at number one, and that's part of the concerns the Cowboys got to have about paying Zeke. It's really just Gurley's injury that's bumping him down. At number two, Saquon Barkley. Saquon is everybody's favorite new running back, and he should be. It's well-deserved. Saquon's a stud, and I imagine that's only going to go up. But he doesn't have much to go because I already have him second-best running back in the league. Number one, I think Zeke Elliott is right. I think he is the best running back in the league.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Lowe's helps pros like you get the job done right by having more of the supplies you use most in stock every day, like treated lumber, fencing, and decking in the quantities you need for any size job. And we help you save with Labor Day deals, like $20 off a Metabo HPT pneumatic framing nailer, now just $179. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/8, U.S. only.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Yeah, new partner Mettler Center. They do physical therapy like nobody. They just go deep and offer a little bit more. We're going to explain as the month goes on from Mettler. Okay, so today's offer is from Rosati's Pizza. Stevie J gives you money to eat and you keep it. I'm not going to ask for the food back. So that's good. So you go to Rosati's, but you have to go to GhostStever.com at 10:30. And if you go at 10:31, it's over. The $16, $30 vouchers will be gone in a minute or less.
Uh-huh.
GhostStever.com, giving you a heads up because you got to make sure you have a username and password. And if you don't want to get in on all the free stuff, that's cool. But a lot of you are, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Thrilled for you. Go ahead and go to GhostStever.com, and you can get in on all this stuff. Two stipulations in all of this, as always. You have to use it within 7 days, and then you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. And then you just take my stuff. Enjoy. GhostStever.com. The news will be next. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you. Know you're out there every morning. We're going to break for the news and be back with lots more in our 8 o'clock hour. ESPN 93.5. Cardinal game tonight, 6:45. Cubs are off. Cardinals up by 3. You're